You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
I love the way he says my name, Carl Lenore. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio, and we've got another great show for you today. We're going to talk about the problems that large-breasted women have when they exercise, and are you a perfectionist, and is that standing in your way of progress? But my first guest we're going to talk to, I actually met him at the Arnold, and you know, I'm always on the lookout for intriguing products, something that's worthy of talking about on the show, and I ran into a fellow named James Fries, and he's with Kid Fit Cardio out of Ontario, Canada. Welcome to the show, James.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. You know, I expected to see a lot more people like you in this particular segment at the Arnold, and ironically, you were the only group that were there. First of all, tell my listeners what Kid Fit Cardio is all about.
Well, Kid Fit Cardio is a program designed for children who want to get involved in fitness that maybe necessarily haven't been in the past. It's for children that are between the ages of 7 and 14. Boys and girls, we teach them basic fitness, and we teach them that it's fun. You know, they can do it all their lives, and this is a good way to structure that from a young age.
So this is not associated with any particular sport discipline whatsoever?
No, it's generic. We do the exercises so that they can be applied to any kind of sport, but it's not a sport-specific program. So it's not a team-type program, so anybody can benefit from this type of training.
And that's important because there are a lot of kids out there who play sports, and they get healthy, they get physically fit, but then if they fall away from the sport, the fitness just goes by the wayside. So you're teaching core fitness, basically.
Yes.
Who does this seem to appeal to the most as far as the children go? What do you see the most showing up for these classes?
What we found right now is that we have a lot of girls involved in the program, and there's a decent amount of boys as well, but we're getting more calls from girls or parents with girls. And they're enjoying it. We have a female instructor here that teaches it, and they're loving the program.
Now, you don't just do this up there in Ontario. This is actually kind of a licensed program where other gyms in the United States can sign up for the program, correct?
Yes, it's a full licensee program. We have about 8 running in Canada right now, and they're going. Some of them are just starting. Some of them have been going for a while, and they're going quite well. And the instructors that are doing it are enjoying it. We provide them with the information that they need to teach it, including marketing and sales and all the circuits, and they take it from there.
So you give them basically a turnkey program that they just have to implement, and they can start. Now, do they need special equipment to do this in their gyms?
They need some equipment, but for the most part, we've designed the circuits so that they can start with very little stuff. Their startup costs are low, just be some advertising costs, getting the word out there. They can do a lot of that through referral. You know, if they have friends with children, it's a great way to start because their friends are going to tell other friends.
Well, heck, they've got members who have children. They've got members who obviously see the value in exercise. They're showing up there. They're paying $29, $39 a month for a membership. Surely they realize their kids have to get, you know, fitness involved as well.
Yes, and that's what we're targeting. You know, parents that already do fitness, hopefully they're going to get their children involved. And, you know, some parents that don't do fitness, they'll see this program as a way to start their children into a program to get involved in fitness. You know, they might want to go to a team sport after that, and that's great. You know, we just want to encourage people to be fit, you know, get healthy. I mean, it's a big problem, and we want to try to help that out.
Now, that's the other thing. It's an epidemic right now amongst children, correct?
Yes.
I mean, what are the statistics in North America?
What we found was our closest statistics that we have are from 2001, and they're basically about 30% in the U.S. and in Canada for overweight children, and the obesity rate is up a lot as well. It's almost 9%.
I mean, for the first time in our history, we're talking about childhood diabetes, type 2 diabetes in children who are 11, 12, 13 years old are becoming insulin resistant because they're eating so much refined sugars and so on and so forth. And obviously obesity plays a big role in it. And obesity leads to inflammation, which leads to other diseases. So these kids are probably going to be the sickest we've ever seen in our history on this planet, this next generation of children. So clearly this answers the question, correct?
Yeah. What we found, too, is that they predict that 70% of obese kids are going to become obese adults. And it's going to be an annual cost of $117 billion just to keep people, you know, out in with the hospitals, right? These can be avoided by some proper fitness and just some proper lifestyle changes.
I'll tell you something else that's been shown, that children who are obese end up developing metabolic syndrome when they become adults. There's already been linkage between childhood obesity and the traditional illnesses that develop later on in life, in the 40s, 50s, and so on, high blood pressure, dyslipidemia, coronary artery disease. It's already been linked to children who were obese as children. So clearly, if you want to do something wonderful for your child, get them to start exercising. If you have a child that's even moderately overweight, you really need to do something for them now. This is a call to action for all parents out there to take responsibility and teach, you know, you teach your children how to wash, how to brush their teeth. And if you have an overweight problem, don't transfer it to your kids. Get them involved now. Maybe learn with them. This is a good opportunity for parents out there who have sedentary lives to get out there. If you can't motivate yourself, do it for your children. Do it for them so that they don't have a legacy of illness.
Exactly. You know, let show them that this stuff can be fun. And, you know, and at this age, it's a perfect time to kind of put that into them, because they're gonna structure their lives around what they do now. If they sit and watch TV now and play video games all the time, I mean, that stuff is great on a small level, but we got to make sure that they're active doing things that, you know, work the mind, work the body, you know, make them feel better about themselves.
How effective is Kid Fit Cardio? Do you have any success stories?
We have one child here right now who has started out with us, and quite overweight. His parents just love the fact that he's in the program. He's had comments from his gym teachers to his parents already that he's done better. His doctors noticed the difference in him. He's been with us for 6 weeks, and he loves it. He has a lot of fun here. I mean, he's trying, and he's not being singled out because he's an obese child. You know, we work with him, and you know, he's smiling the whole time. We have a great time with him, and he's doing really well. He's come a long way in 6 weeks.
Now, you and I talked about this at the show. This program is a great opportunity for gyms to integrate something for the children at a very, very, I mean, the buy-in to get involved with you is very, very inexpensive compared to buying a piece of equipment in a gym.
Yeah, you know, and we've tried to work that and keep those costs down, because we want people to be involved and work with us. We want to build a team out of this. You know, our big thing here is going to be customer support for the licensees and for just people that want information on the program. So we try to, you know, work all those angles so that everybody can be involved. The costs aren't crazy. Even for people getting involved in the program for their children, we've kept those costs low as well, just so that there's going to be no problem getting involved.
And so you want to talk to the gym owners in the United States. You want them to call you. How do they get in touch with you?
They can get a hold of us, either our phone number, which is 519-894-6474, or they can contact us through the web, which is kidfitcardio.com. And there's an info section on the site where they can email us, and we'll get back to them right away, and we can send out packages on how everything works and what we do for them and how we work together as a team.
Now, did you have any specials at the Arnold for people who signed up with you over there?
We did. We offered $1,000 off for the licensee.
Would you offer that to the licensees that call in as a result of this show?
For sure.
Okay, so there you go. So you could save $1,000. You can enhance the quality of the children's lives in your market. If you own a gym, contact kidfitcardio.com for more information. James, thanks so much for being on the show today. I think this is important stuff.
Great. Thank you.
Stay tuned. We've got a brief commercial break, and then we have more Superhuman Radio.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today
today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21DayFit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, there's an unspoken problem as it relates to women and exercise, and it's excessive movement of the breasts. This can cause pain. It can cause continued sagging of the breasts, and obviously it can also be awkward during exercise. My next guest has some information to share with the women out there to help them, and she is Tamima Edmark of HerRoom.com. Welcome to the show, Tamima.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. This is obviously an important subject, even though a lot of people probably get a chuckle out of thinking about it, at least the men do. But, you know, this has to be very awkward for women.
You know, it is, and since I've been in this business, it's been an eye-opening experience for me as well. Women that are D-cup and larger really have an issue with high-impact exercise because their breast mass gets in the way and it's painful, and if it moves too much, causes sagging.
Yeah, so that continues to create problems for them. Now, so what do women do? Obviously, there's sports bras out there.
Yes, there are sports bras, and this has been the interesting thing as well. I've been selling sports bras for 8 years. Most of them on the market have not been containing these larger-breasted women very well. And in fact, you know, these manufacturers come out and state, you know, this is a high-impact bra, this is a moderate-impact bra, but they've got no basis to compare it. I mean, they just come out and make these bold statements, but don't necessarily back it up with statistics or proof that they really are this level. So a woman is left to figure it out for herself.
And in fact, you shared with me that most sports bras don't come in anything larger than a B cup, which is insane.
Yes, they're... men primarily own this industry in terms of manufacturing, and there's just this kind of crazy assumption, well, if you have bigger than a D breast, you're just not aerobic.
Yeah, you shouldn't be exercising or something. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Now you've done something really novel. On your website at herroom.com, you have actually taken different bras manufactured by different manufacturers and put them through a bounce test.
Yes, thank you so much for bringing that up. That's nice of you. What we did was, I'm an all-women-owned website. We're the largest on the Internet for lingerie. And we decided, you know, we're not going to take this anymore from manufacturers. I'm actually going to show you how these support you. We have a 34D model. It's the same model on every high-impact bra. We show you a front and side view of her running in place, and you can see for yourself whether or not her breasts are contained.
And I have to tell you, preparing for this interview, I usually take maybe a 45 minutes to an hour to prep on a study, but I actually spent about 3 days going back to your website because I found those videos so enlightening.
Well, you know, it's so hard to find something that a man can really pay attention to, don't you think?
Yeah, I know. Well, this really taps into our inner child, if you will. But anyway, you know, it's really interesting because what I came away from watching those is, you know, manufacturers can no longer hide behind anonymity of whether or not their bra works properly. And clearly it's going to influence manufacturers to make better sports bras for women as a result of what you're doing.
Absolutely. In fact, there's a woman named Dr. Skur who's out of Portsmouth, UK, who's studied breast bounce. And she has actually tested several D-cup women and found that the best design for a sports bra is really the encapsulation design, meaning making a pocket for each breast and containing it rather than this adhesive Band-Aid approach of compression where you just smash everyone's breasts into their body.
Which my wife always wore that type of a bra when she exercised, and I always thought that would actually be more painful to compress the breast against the chest bone like that and then exercise with it.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's like when we go to get mammograms and they smash our breasts together in two pieces of glass. I mean, if a man had to do that, they'd figure out a different way.
Well, we do. If your underwear on too tight when you're exercising, you got to do something to loosen them up because you can't exercise with everything packed in that tight.
Well, exactly. But, you know, if you'd wear encapsulation, it's a more attractive bust line as well. You show separation. You actually have two breasts instead of the uniboob look. And you don't have that mass pushed against you. It's really cupped inside a piece, and it's in the right place so women can have arm movement and not have their breasts get in the way.
Oh, now, I know female golfers discuss that issue, you know, when they're golfing, that, they're, you know, if their breasts are misplaced by their bra, it gets in the way of their swing.
Well, very important point. That compression bra, not only does it smash it against your chest wall, it pushes it under your armpit as well, if you have a lot of body tissue, and up towards your neck. So it really inhibits your arm movement. You want them forward and centered.
Which is more natural.
Exactly.
And I have to believe, just looking at, you know, studying kinesiology in general and thinking about the encapsulated bra, that the capsule, if you will, is actually supporting the breasts on a larger area. And so it should have more control, so to speak, as opposed to just pushing it against the chest.
Yes, because encapsulation, it not only creates that pocket, like I say, it also puts a support panel all the way around your breast on all sides. So you really are being held in there correctly.
Now, do you feel that women out there secretly don't exercise because of the concerns for their breast?
Well, you know, I found this out as well. It's a whole psychological thing. Women that are large-breasted from a very early age are discouraged from going into these sports because of their physique. It's just assumed that a woman with large breasts is never going to be a fabulous swimmer, is never going to be able to, you know, be a great golfer because the assumption is that these breasts are going to get in the way, which is just a pity. It's not fair. If they're properly positioned and maintained, she should be able to exercise as much as anybody else.
Now, you do something funny on herroom.com. You run some sort of awards every year. Tell us about those.
We do. Well, it's because, again, we really want to know as women, and men too, we're going to do men this year, what underwear is everybody buying and likes? Because it's kind of this deep, dark secret. Nobody really knows. So we let you vote. You come to theundies.com, and you vote on your favorite underwear in different styles. And then we pull it at the end of the year, and we announce the award winners. And what was really funny was that the high-impact sports bra that won in our bounce test was actually one of the worst performers.
And I would imagine a lot of guys voted on that because it's clear to me that the bra that I would like to see a woman wear is probably has the least support and lets the breasts move the most.
Oh, yeah, you guys have no understanding of this. This is totally
fine. Oh, it has nothing to do with understanding. We're just pigs. That's
yeah, the
all.
More you want us to show more,
there
and
you
we're
go.
Cover more.
I want to see women jogging back in the 70s. Throw your bra away and just leave a T-shirt on. That's all.
And let's not even go there with the nipple issue.
Oh, God. But anyway, so we have to stress to women that if you are larger-breasted, you really need to choose the bra properly so that you can exercise regularly.
Yes, if I were a larger-breasted person, a D-cup or larger, I would go look at our bounce test, see which bras work that come in your size, and purchase accordingly. And that would be pretty much, I can tell you, it's an encapsulation bra or a combination of encapsulation and compression.
Okay. And if you're a guy out there, this is a good time for you to start shopping for your wife. Go to herroom.com. I'm promising you, it was really a lot of fun for me to view this website. On the right-hand side is a navigation link that says that you can view up to 30 different bras in the bounce test. And they're brief little video snippets, but they show you a front angle and side angle. And for the women who are serious about buying a bra, it'll help you make a decision before you decide to make a purchase.
Well, that's right. You can see the performance before you actually put it on.
Listen, Tamima, I want to thank you so much for being on Superhuman Radio. And don't forget to let us know when the men have some sort of a thing like this on your website, okay?
I'll be happy to share.
All right. Thanks a lot. Stay tuned. We're going to go into a quick commercial break, and we will return with more Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps. Cutting edge products at wholesale prices. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free.
capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, progress in the gym and progress in health and fitness in general is largely part of your mentality and your ability to cope with changes and keep making progress. But there's a lot of us that are probably lean more towards the perfectionist side, and perfectionists seem not to do as well with this type of progress. My next guest, who is a regular on the show, and that is our resident therapist, Elizabeth Scott. How you doing, Elizabeth?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Yeah, you're going to talk to us about perfectionists and the pitfalls of being perhaps a perfectionist as opposed to a high achiever.
Absolutely. Many perfectionists think that they are high achievers, and they think it's something to be proud of, like a badge to wear with honor. And it is something, it is a source of pride to be proud of your performance, but the difference between perfectionists and high achievers are perfectionists tend to get in their own way. They tend to overthink things, and there are some specific traits of perfectionists that high achievers don't necessarily have, and each one kind of contributes to their own demise.
Okay, and so let's talk about the article that you just wrote.
Mm-hmm.
What is this about all or nothing thinking?
Well, perfectionists, like high achievers, tend to set really high goals and work toward them. However, perfectionists, if they don't do everything perfectly, tend to consider it a failure. Whereas high achievers are really proud of what they do. And if they don't do it absolutely perfectly, they figure, well, you know, I did better than if I hadn't set a high goal for myself. So perfectionists and high achievers can both almost make the mark, but the perfectionist would walk away feeling like it was a failure, whereas the high achiever would pat himself on the back.
Interesting. And I'm going through that myself right now because with the workload that I have right now, I haven't been able to get into the gym as often. So what I did was I purchased a few kettlebells, and I've been training in the morning at home. And it's not necessarily the workout that I want to do, but I still feel good about the fact that I'm still doing something. But a couple years ago, I would have been very depressed that I couldn't get into the gym, or I would have perhaps pushed other things that were more important aside and let those things, sacrifice those things to get into the gym. And so clearly I've had a shift in that mentality, and I feel good about what I'm doing now. So I guess I've stepped from perfectionist to high achiever, maybe.
Absolutely, and that's a really good step to make, because perfectionists tend to always feel like what they do isn't good enough, whereas high achievers really revel in their own accomplishments, and that's a real healthy shift to make. And a lot of people have that, too. I mean, you can see it with New Year's resolutions, where some people, actually many people, you can see how widespread perfectionism is, set goals for themselves, and if they don't meet them, they just kind of drop the whole thing. They feel like it's a failure, and they get really beaten down by all the failure, all the perceived failure, whereas true high achievers tend to thrive on that, and they see how much better they're doing, and that kind of feeds their progress.
Okay, what's the next point?
The critical eye. Many perfectionists have a critical eye for their own work. They have a special knack at honing in on the areas where they don't quite measure up. Like a perfectionist might, well, look at a picture of themselves, for example, and where a high achiever would notice, oh, wow, I look great in that picture. I look happy. I'm smiling. The perfectionist would notice, you know, that one eye seems a little more squinty than the other.
Uh-huh.
And they would really, and, you know, that same analogy works with your lifestyle. Perfectionists would tend to think, you know, maybe I didn't do as many squats as I could have. Maybe I didn't push myself quite hard enough. And they really pick out the flaws in their performance.
Interesting.
Whereas high achievers just focus on what they did well.
Now, we do have some listeners out there who are competitive bodybuilders. And I think there's a little bit different situation with them, because they're looking at their bodies through the eyes of a judge. They're going and saying, look, the judge is going to notice that my right delt is lower or larger or smaller than my left, and they're looking for balance and symmetry. But with that being said, if you are not a competitive bodybuilder and you look in the mirror and all you see is your imperfections, you need to rethink the way you look at yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that can even get into body dysmorphic disorder and things like that, where your perception of how you look really does not accurately reflect reality.
Right.
But even in the case of professional bodybuilders, there's a difference between noticing what a judge might look at and say, oh, well, I'm going to work on that area, and having a more critical eye of, wow, I'm just not in good shape because my delts aren't exactly perfect. You know, it's,
right.
it's
right.
kind of a beating themselves up mentality.
Like that one imperfection drags everything else down.
Exactly, and that also goes back to the all-or-nothing thinking,
right.
where a high achiever would be able to say, I'm really in good shape, and I'm just going to work on this one target area.
Right.
And the perfectionist, you know, I'm just in horrible shape, and I'll never get there.
Okay, what about the next point, push versus pull?
Right. High achievers tend to be pulled toward their goals by a strong desire to achieve it, and it's an exciting thing to work toward their goals, and they just, I think we've all experienced this, where you're just, it may be a goal and it may be work, but it doesn't feel like work. You're just really excited to do it because you feel really compelled. Perfectionists, on the other hand, tend to be pushed toward their goal by fear of not reaching them.
Uh-huh.
By not reaching their goals. The idea of not reaching their goals freaks them out so much that that's their motivating force. But it's a much more stressful way of striving.
I would almost say that the latter is almost like a neuroses.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it definitely has features of that. And, you know, it's like the whole time perfectionists are working toward their goals, they're not really feeling good about it.
Yeah.
Whereas high achievers are really feeling more energized. And the way that affects you in the long term is, obviously, if you feel good as you're working toward your goals, you're going to do it more. And it doesn't exhaust you. Whereas with perfectionists, you know, many of us have experienced this with dieting or exercise in our earlier years, where it's more like you have to force yourself to do it. And I know sometimes it feels like we're getting out to the gym.
Sure.
But you feel good when you're there. And with perfectionists, it's much more of a struggle the whole way.
And, you know, there's a lot to be said for enjoying the process.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a much harder concept to put your mind around, typically, if you feel like you're just doing something that is just counter to your personality. And a lot of times, getting up and moving and exercising is counter, because we have become a sedentary race.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that it takes about 3 to 4 weeks to have that shift in mentality start to change. So sometimes in the early stages of something like exercise, if you're not used to exercising, you may have to be a little disgruntled about doing the work for the first few weeks. But as long as you start to embrace the process, gee, I'm looking forward to exercising, I'm looking forward to sweating, I'm looking forward to the way I feel afterwards, then that shift actually occurs.
Yeah, and that's an important distinction to make, too, absolutely. And with high achievers, it happens much more easily, the shift.
Right. Now, what about unrealistic standards? You and I have talked about this on the show before, but this is something that just can't be covered often enough.
Right, absolutely, especially with working out and staying healthy. Yeah, perfectionists tend to set unrealistic goals for themselves, and their standards are, you know, they look at the absolute ideal as their goal, whereas high achievers tend to focus more on the process, the baby steps. You know, my first goal is just to get to the gym, and my next goal is to work out 20 minutes, that kind of thing. And perfectionists tend to have the end result as their first goal. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Goals are just unrealistic. And then if they can't achieve them right away, then they get disheartened, and it's a lot easier to, as we were talking about earlier, to just give up, or at least, you know, put it off. I mean, it seems insurmountable.
Right, because it is insurmountable. You know, there's an old saying, how do you eat an elephant? You know, it's one bite at a time. You know, if you look at an elephant and you think, how can I get that in my stomach? It's, you know, you're overwhelmed by it. But if you look at it like, well, I'm just going to keep chewing and biting and chewing until I eat the elephant, and realize it's going to take a longer time than you anticipate. I think it's very important what you point out, too, because, you know, goal setting 101 is you can have long-term goals, but it's the short-term goals that keep you on track. And I love what you just said. My first goal is to get to the gym. That's an easy one. If you really set a goal of getting to the gym, what's stopping you? You put your workout suit on, you get in the car, you drive to the gym, and maybe you sit in the parking lot for 5 minutes and focus on your next goal, which is to get out of the car and go into the gym. But if you start to take those baby steps, all of a sudden it's like the gestalt. Everything comes together, and wow, you're doing it day after day.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that analogy. That's fantastic. I like that. And the other thing I'd like to say to people out there, for those of you who say, well, I have to set my sights high, so I'm willing to, you know, accept something lower than that. And that's probably a good attitude for a high achiever. But I think that, and correct me if I'm wrong, someone who is perhaps a perfectionist sets their goals so high, and even if they get 75% of their goal, they're still disappointed.
Absolutely. And what a stressful way to live. But
right.
Many of us live that way without even realizing it, without realizing that there are alternatives.
Now, what about focusing on the results?
Yeah, this is related to what we were just talking about. The high achievers are more able to take pride in the process and in the work that they do, whereas perfectionists tend to see the goal and nothing else. They see the end result. You either make it or you don't. There is no... I can't remember what the exact phrase is, but something about, second place is the same as last, you know. And
I was just watching the other night. I was watching Kicking and Screaming with my daughter with Will Ferrell, and his Robert Duvall plays the father, and Will mm-hmm. Ferrell is reminiscing about a contest that he was in, and you know he said, "Well, I came in second," and Duvall goes, "Wait, let me think about what they call that. Came in second. Oh, that's right, you lost."
Yeah.
You know, we and I think that we really do have that mentality that, you know, second place is not good and third place is even worse. But, you know, that's not and I'll tell you something. If you're living that way, but then you take your son or your daughter to a sporting event and they come in second or third and you go, hey, you know, you did good. Don't worry about it. If you're living that way, they're not going to believe it. They're not going to buy it. You have to be satisfied with your achievements, whatever they may be.
Mm-hmm. That is such an important point, because some of us treat ourselves in ways that we would never treat our children, especially if we realized how damaging it is. And yet, our kids see us treating ourselves this way, and they learn more by what they see than by what we tell them they should be thinking. So, yeah, that's an excellent thing to keep in mind for parents.
You know, I use this as leverage with clients that I work with, too, from time to time. You know, if you can't do this for yourself, then do it for your kids. Do you want to leave a legacy of illness? You want your child to see this, that you've let yourself get out of shape and unhealthy, and I don't care what you tell them, they're going to do what you do. So if you can't muster up the emotional and mental strength to do it for yourself, then do it for your kids, because most of us are willing to put ourselves through hell and high water for our children, but not ourselves. So, okay, great. Use that then as leverage.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? That's a great motivator.
We're going to go into a quick commercial break, Elizabeth, and then when we come back, I want to cover the rest of these points, and we'll have some more suggestions for those of you who are struggling with staying on track, or if you feel like you're just not making the progress you want to see, we're going to help you with that. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone. while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
I don't know why, but whenever I hear Billy Idol, I feel like I have to dance in my seat. If you could see me, I look like a real jerk right now. I love Billy Idol. I don't know why. Little guy, you know, it just, but that music just brings back such fond memories for me. Anyway, we're talking with Elizabeth Scott. She is the Superhuman Radio resident therapist, and she's helping us get back in our brains so that we can make more progress towards our goals of health and fitness. So, Elizabeth, we were just talking about some of these issues that perfectionists deal with. What's the next item on your list there?
Depression by unmet goals. High achievers tend to be able to focus more on the positive. If they don't meet their goal, they can look at all the other goals that they have met and bounce back much more easily. I mean, they might be disappointed, but they don't let it take them out. And perfectionists tend to really get down if they don't meet a goal. They tend to, you know, I mean, you can see it in their body language. It's just the slumped shoulders and, you know, real actual depressed mood because they don't achieve something.
Right, right. And, you know, it's important for people to understand that progress in anything, especially in goals related to health and fitness, is never a straight line. Mm-hmm. You know, you can make progress for a couple, whatever, clicks, a couple months, a couple weeks. You get derailed. But the difference between people who reach their goals and people who don't is when they get derailed by an injury, by life circumstances, they get back on track slowly and they start going in their direction again. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and obviously, if you're going to be depressed that you've gotten derailed, you're probably not going to be able to get on track that easy again.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's such an important distinction to make with succeeding versus failing. I mean, when you read biographies about people like, you know, Donald Trump and people who are considered really successful in their field, they had a lot of failures. I think Trump was bankrupt like once or twice before he went on to become, you know, the king of everything.
Right.
And, you know, it doesn't matter if you fail. It matters if you quit. And I know our parents always told us this growing up, but I think a lot of people lose sight about that. And, you know, they forget the importance of plugging away and not letting it get you down.
You know, and that comes back to the all-or-nothing thinking. If you hang all of your hopes on this single goal and you don't have, you know, a multifaceted life, it's like, oh, I've got to become this type of athlete or I have to drop all this weight in a certain period of time. And then you see that you're not going to be able to achieve it in that period of time. That sense of failure could be totally
destructive to you, and you can't get back on. The difference with a guy like Donald Trump or an athlete, you know, who's the guy who had testicular cancer, the bicycle rider?
Oh, Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, I mean, you look at these guys. You know what it is? You only see one aspect of their lives. They have very rich lives. They have other things. They're involved in, you know, maybe their church. They're involved with friends. They have family and so on and so forth. So when something doesn't go right in this one area, it's not like that's it. That's who I am. That's all I am.
Right.
And it's important to have, like, you know, being a multidimensional human being, because while you may not see the value of that, like, well, how is feeding someone at a soup kitchen going to help me make gains in the gym or in health? Well, trust me, it does, because it makes you a well-rounded person, and all that stuff feeds into each other. Okay, what's the next point, Elizabeth?
Procrastination. As we talked about before, it seems like it doesn't quite fit that perfectionists would be procrastinators. It seems like they would be the last people to procrastinate, but it tends to go hand in hand, because with their fear of failure, they tend to be just immobilized, and it takes them longer to get started on something, and that just builds.
I remember in college we used to call it analysis paralysis.
I love that.
It's like you're so frozen by making the wrong decision that you can't make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And then the next point I noticed here, this one was very interesting to me, defensiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does that work into this?
Well, they tend to be defensive with themselves and with others. Just the idea that they could be not perfect at something is so painful that they tend to not look at their imperfections to correct them, like a high achiever might. And this shows up not just in performance, but in relationships as well. They feel like if they look at their shortcomings, it's so threatening to them that they have high defenses built up against it.
You know, that's really interesting, because the next one is low self-esteem. And actually, I have a feeling that both of those lead into each other. And I look at my own life. You know, I used to be one of these kids who had to be a know-it-all. My father used to say, Carl, stop. You don't have to convince people that you're right. But it probably was because I had such low self-esteem that if I could get other people to agree with me, then it somehow added to my own worth. I thought, well, if they're believing me, then, gee, I must be right. I must be okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And perfectionists tend to have that as well. Be, you know, I myself am not okay. I need everybody to support me. And they tend to focus on the two or three people that don't agree with them or don't support them instead of all the people who do. And the critical eye, all the factors of perfectionism tend to feed into the low self-esteem.
I can see that. So what's your advice to people out there who tend to think they may be perfectionists?
Well, the first thing is to become aware of it. Obviously, you have to know that there is a problem before you can solve it. And while you're listening to this, if there are any bells that are kind of going off, if any of this sounds kind of familiar, there are some things to work on. And I have a website, stress.about.com, where I have a self-test that you can take, and it kind of gives you self-assessment questions so that you can really know, you know, more clearly if this isn't making it clear enough. Once you know that this is something to work on, there are a few things you can do. Like, you can make a cost-benefit analysis, and you look at what you get from your perfectionistic traits versus what they cost you. And it seems like it would be obvious after everything that we've been talking about, but it has to really be real to you and personal, and you have to really see how something is not serving you before you can let it go.
Yeah, you know what? My perfectionistic traits for a period of time almost cost me my family, because I wasn't willing to, the things that I would put aside were the things I had to do with my family so that I could get to the gym or I could make my meals properly. And I was so rigid in my life that it really was disruptive. So, and luckily for me, I didn't totally destroy everything before I realized it. And I tend to be a little bit less rigid as a result of that now.
Yeah, that's terrific. You know, and a lot of people experience that. Parents can experience that with feeling like they have to be the super parent, and it actually becomes more of a detriment. And people with their workout stuff, too. I mean, what you were talking about earlier, where if you can't get to the gym, at least doing a sort of workout is better than doing
sure,
it at all.
Sure.
That's something to really get into the practice of for everybody.
Elizabeth, give your website again.
Stress.about.com.
Okay, there you go. You can visit our website, do the self-assessment test. Thanks for being on the show. We're going to have you on again soon, right?
Thank you, absolutely.
Okay. I want to thank my guest, James Fries from KidFitCardio.com, also Tamima Edmark of HerRoom.com, and, of course, resident therapist Elizabeth Scott at stress.about.com. Thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll have another great show for you next week, so tune in, and we'll see you then.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.